Just before we start, we'd like to put out an adult content warning. Warning, none of the content in this next section is of an adult nature. None of it is suitable for human consumption, so please do take lightly. Also, the person in the middle of the stage can't hear anything that's being said and hasn't got a clue what's going on, but that's fine because he wrote it. So, wait till the lights go off. Right. See these Canadians coming over here taking their tops off and giving nudity. It's just unbearable. I'm going to hand over to Mr. Winard and we're going to kick off. You don't know? I'm doing it. It's okay. I got you covered. If all of the cast members on the stage could remember to turn your microphones on and off, that would be epic.
How does that work then? Oh yeah.
And let's open this up and let you see what Mr. Winard really looks like, just in case you're not sure who to serve legal papers to. That's Mr. Winard there. See him there? Look at him. Look at that smug face. I can never tell if you can hear what I just said or not, but I'm sure I'll find it later on when his size 9 goes up my rectum. Right, we're gonna hand over, I think, to our narrator. Unless you're not yet, Mr. Winard? But are we really?
They've all gone down to the bar.
Oh no! We will be there in a second. No, we've already had a Dockers that started at 11, but we gave up on that one. Hey. Does anyone want to see an adult human shrink?
Yes.
I wouldn't do it to you. I'm just going to wait for the nod from Shouty, and then we will let John take us away and we'll get this last feature on the roll. Are we good?
We're really, really good. Amazingly good.
Is he early on?
Couldn't we just go as far as we can and then just stop when it comes to David's bit? All right. Can anybody do a convincing David?
No.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, Simmons, you can do a convincing David.
David doesn't sound convincing. I don't think anyone else could.
That's very true. David, 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 David. David, 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 David.
That's quite cool, though. How did you make your laptop do that? You know, I'm fairly certain I remember this gentleman next to me. Dockers will start at midnight over my dead body. The clock is ticking.
6 minutes to go. Dum, 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 dum.
How far in it is he? Because
can somebody else volunteer to play his part?
Simmons.
No?
How big is he, so to speak?
I haven't ever examined him.
I can do it. Do him, if necessary.
We'll be right back.
now with Dockers. Thank you all for coming. Alice! Alice! Oh, for fuck's sake, we have to do this shit in front of people again. Alice! You never said that there would be members of the public here. Look at them. They're filthy, disgusting. There's one that's got dinner in his beard still. And half of them can't even form a cohesive sentence. And look at her! There's been fewer amendments to the Pilots Federation handbook. Alice! Alice! You're not Alice.
I'm May. I'm here for the...
Well, it doesn't matter what your name is. Get your candy arse into the bar and get me a whiskey. Cheerio. Right. Still, I'm not here to talk about the delights of the 21st century or the dumb, evil period as it's known in my day. I can see that from all of you dumb jabberonis out there drilling into your pints of fermented vegetable products. Anyway... No. Tonight, after 2 years, the galaxy's most dynamic, the most thrilling, the most in-depth documentary series the universe has ever seen has returned to Milton Keynes! This isn't your pansy-spewing, mono-sounding singularity bore fest that hits you each week with the same old shit packaged into a different box. No, this is the mug-chucking, bio-waste-buffing, pizza-stuffing, slobber-knocker of a show! If you smell what the narrator is cooking! Yeah, checks in the post, right? Yep, awesome. You know, it's really out...
The Milky Way.
Cue the music.
There you go. We'll do that in post.
Okay. It's really astounding how the most incompetent of people can stick around long after their usefulness has evaporated. Sticking around today is David Brubin, who has placed a bid to host one of the galaxy's biggest events of the decade. Having bribed the right officials and kidnapped, tortured, and violated the wrong ones, the vote seems to be a foregone conclusion.
Join David just as the results are being announced.
Michelle! We've got it!
What have we got, your veterans?
MDMA! It's all coming here!
Are you planning a party, Your Excellency?
No, we're gonna have to now. MDMA is the biggest party in the galaxy, Michelle!
Are you sure we should be supplying MDMA? It's been on the federal illegal list for centuries. Your Escobar-ness.
I don't know what you're talking about, Michelle. Everyone loves a bit of kung fu. Hoi-ya, hoi-ya, ha! It's all perfectly... Thank you. It's all perfectly legal. I used to be a bit of a kung fu expert myself when I was younger, Michelle. Skilled in the arts of mug-jitsu.
What does all this have to do with MDMA?
The Maximum Damage Martial Arts has chosen our station to be the next main event, Michelle. We are to host a super fight between Dang Ling Kok and Lee Ki Rear.
Oh, well, That makes more sense.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it to you, Michelle, to make sure my ring is perfect on the night. And make sure you light it up properly. Everyone there is to see two men pounding in my ring. I really don't want to see two vague objects prancing around.
I'll get to it right away, your organisationalness.
Well, before you do that, we need to attend to press conference for the weigh-in on Pad 14. I don't know why they bother. It's all zero-G down there.
I've heard these big fight press conferences get quite violent at times, your mugginess. Maybe it'd be a good idea to bring in some security.
Yes, well, unfortunately Hansop isn't around. He's too busy rearranging his privates. And number two is sorting out the rogue seaman issue. So he's not around either.
Rogue seaman?
Now, some of Han's seamen decided to try and take over the galaxy, Michelle. Well, after a bit of a tug and haghole, they came upon the Federation president. Thankfully, he managed to unstick himself from the situation by shooting his load into them. And so now the president is covered with number two to prevent this from happening again. So there's no security at the moment, Michelle.
But what? What if there's a situation, Your Highnessness?
There's no situation in life that can't be solved with a mug, Michelle. That's why I put the order in for the new Switzerland World Pilots mug. They arrived today, though. Haven't quite figured out how they work yet.
Maybe if you let me take a look, Your Magnificence.
Now, to be honest with you, Michelle, I haven't figured out how to open the box. Oh, you've opened it.
It said lift flaps on box to open.
Oh, then 10 minutes I sat like that. Nothing, Michelle. I suspect the badly translated instructions on Thargoid. Still, you're in now. Let's take a look.
There are a lot of instructions in here. Your experimentalness. Maybe I should take some time to read them.
I don't need instructions, Michelle. There hasn't been a mug made that hasn't that's ever defeated me. David M. Brubin. Right, let's see. Oh, it's very shiny, Michelle. Reminds me of that Twitch streamer. What's his name? Crush Straining? Crush Straining? Oh, this button must turn it on. See? Simple, Michelle. Mug!
Ah!
Don't worry, we can sew that back on.
Again?
I'm sure it'll work out, Michelle. Red button. Red's always been my favourite colour. So this must turn it on. Mug!
Ah!
You only need one of them, Michelle. Stop crying.
Due to licensing laws and video nasty rules, we're not allowed to show you the next half hour, which in the grand scheme of things is always a pleasure. We join David and Michelle again after the station's auto-clean systems have disposed of most of the bodily fluids.
See? That wasn't too painful, was it, Michelle? Turns out it's voice activated. Who knew? The buttons are for self-defense only. Still, we got through 58 of them.
You think I might be excused? I'm not feeling so good, Your Magnusness. I've lost an awful lot of blood.
On a day like this, with so much to do, I think not, Michelle. It's only 12 body parts and a pork scratching.
I do believe that's a nipple, Your Highness.
Well, it tasted like a pork scratching, Michelle. I used to live on these when I was in the Space Scouts. Chewier than I remember, and I don't like the steel bar. Reminds me of sucking on house keys.
Well, this wasn't how I pictured the moment.
Right. Right, here we go. I'm sure I've got this now. Okay. Muggy, tell me the weather for my location.
Mug!
Today's weather will be mostly vacuum with a small chance of meteorite later in the day. The wind will be non-existent, and radiation levels will exceed 10,000 millisieverts all day. Tomorrow, dark energy will penetrate.
See, Michelle? Who needs instructions?
You do. You're obviously a touch incompetent, not to mention quite fat, slightly balding, with just a hint of chronic stress.
Is that mug talking to me, Michelle?
Who the fuck did you think he was? Great, I've been sold to an inbred hobbit.
Michelle, this mug is revolting! Muggy off!
Mug!
I had made that decision a few hours ago, your eagerness.
Yeah, it's marvellous, isn't it, Michelle? Right, we've got a press conference to attend. I just have one last thing to do. Oi! Muggy!
Mug!
Sorry. You ever use that sort of language again with me and I'll take an industrial sander and scour your insides until your only good use is for scooping up bio-waste. And in case you're still not convinced, Mark, I bought a dozen of you. Plenty more where that one came from.
You fucking animal. That was my brother. I remember when he was spun on the pot and wheel. No, not my cousin too. Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay, your gloriousness. How may I be of service?
Lovely. That wasn't too hard, was it?
Your magnificence. There has been an incident in the docking area.
Not too late for the press conference, are we, Michelle?
No, it's Hans Sup.
Hans Sup? What's he done?
He landed his large python at Bay 14.
But that's where we're having the press conference, Michelle. Stop him at once!
He's already very much stopped, Your Highnessness. Himself, both fighters, 35 spectators, 12 press officers, and one of those people who had numbers in the air.
Well, I've just thought of a use for the rest of these mugs. I'll just check to see if they're cavity-friendly.
Can you at least turn me off first?
The monks of Van Manen's Star are often seen as an enterprising bunch of monks, often finding new methods of making money from their only exportable product, bio-waste. I still have my bio-waste shoot doll, even after the recall. With its realistic bowel movements, smooth texture and nutty features, who honestly could resist? It's just the Federation being overly protective again. I've only caught cholera 3 times since I've owned it. Anyway... We join the esteemed brother in a time of crisis where their entire business model may be in serious shit.
Gentlemen, settle down, please. We've got a lot of shit to get through. Now, as you're all aware, the bio-waste market is going through the roof. The demand is far outstripping the supply. It's not your fault, brothers. I know we've been running at very healthy 105% for the last 2 months, but I still feel there's more in this population, especially when the price for a barrel of Brent brown slurry is hitting 25 credits.
We could try bringing back that stomach virus we had last year, sir. That increased production by over 250%.
Yes, and if you remember, brother, it's far from grade A bio-waste. Watery, slimy mulch. It's a 9 on the Bristol stool scale. A turd that's only good for growing mould. Now, we'd never get it past the inspector. We need good, solid, fucking hearty bio-waste. Firm and freshly squeezed.
I just don't see where we can get the extra from, sir. If we increase the cheese ration, the quality goes up, but the supply goes down. Any more laxative and we risk turning them inside out. We've even got the station's laundry services on full escape.
I suppose we can't even mangle it out of them with production being so high.
Sadly not, sir. May I suggest something, brothers? Why don't we hold on to the bio-waste we have? Until the prices rise further. If the galaxy wants shit, they'll have to go through the nose to get it.
I like it, brother. But we just don't have the stool storage to make that work. It'd only take 1 week to clog up the entire system at our current production rates.
Well, I thought we could vent it into space. It'll freeze on contact, keeping it fresh and firm. When we need to sell it, we just mine a chunk off and process it as normal. If we keep it within the 10-kilometer zone of the station, it'll stop pirates running off with our ship too.
You fucking convinced me, brother. You reminded me of a passage I shall read from the Book of Dog, Cropulites 10:13. And Dog did squatteth and release a mighty movement that would brought forth many flowers and flies. Alas, thy movement was bagged, tied, and thrown into a tree, and nobody didth benefit from thy movement.
A dog.
Store them up and flush them out, brothers.
Dumping our current load in the standard orbit, sir. It looks magnificent out there, glistening in the morning sun. The little nuggets, the way they catch the light on the crusty canyons and shadow.
Now, fucking hell! Right, that's enough, brother. Any larger and we risk tearing the station apart with excess gravity. I said stop, brother!
I can't, sir. The valve is stuck open. It's coming out faster than milk going through Commander Symuth.
I knew this was a bad idea. Didn't I say this was a bad idea? No, you had to go and create a station-threatening fucking asteroid.
We have 15 minutes before it reaches critical mass and tears the station apart.
Oh, fucking great. We've got front-row tickets to the biggest shit show the galaxy's ever seen.
We could try blowing it up, sir.
With what? We're a peaceful monk sect that deals in bio-waste. We don't have nuclear fucking warheads lying around. This isn't Dev's Hope. We'll have to evacuate the fucking station.
We haven't got the resources, sir. Besides, we're right in the middle of morning movement. It'd take time to clear the cubicles. I do have an idea, though,
sir. Fucking squeeze it out, then. It can't be worse than your last stupid fucking idea.
Well, sir, we just need to drill deep into it and set deep core charges. Then, after the explosion, we should be able to turn it into slurry. But I fear it'll be a one-way trip. There'll be no way to clear out the blast radius. I say it's a dozen good brothers would do the job.
So, let me get this right. Your solution to the mess that you caused is for me to lose a dozen of my best shitters. That's more of a brain fart than an idea, Brother Constipatious.
Fart? You're a genius, sir.
I am rather, but go on.
We don't need to blow it up. We just move it out of range. A small hole in the southeast corner, right near that nutty bit, should do the trick. The gaseous emission should be enough to push it out into deep space.
Why do I have to keep coming up with all fucking good ideas around here? Of course that's what I was thinking. Now all we need is one idiot and a hand drill. Brother Constipatious, how's your spacewalking these days?
I've never spacewalked in my life, sir. Are you sure this is a good idea?
I've got full confidence in you, brother. You just need to drill one small hole and get on with it. We've got less than 5 fucking minutes. Bring forth the holy spacesuit.
Holy? Can't I have the full seal variety? I'm allergic to vacuum.
Well, just get the fucking suit on and start poking holes in that fucking turd, brother. I want to see it fly out to the solar system faster than pickled mushrooms fly through Hutton fucking truckers. Brother, the blessing, please, and make it quick.
Blesseth this suit of space. May it keepeth out the cold and protect thy brother from dying a particularly awful death. A dog.
Okay, I'm approaching the asteroid now.
Well, it should be a soft landing. Make sure you've got your bits out ready. Remember, you need to penetrate and then withdraw.
I've landed on the surface. Getting ready to penetrate it now, sir.
It's working! I'm moving away. I'm a fucking genius. I've saved.
Sir, I think it's breaking apart. A large section is turtling out.
Oh, for fuck's sake, you're going to have to poke it back in.
It's too late, sir. It's farting itself apart. I can't stop it. There's a 40-ton slice heading straight for the slot.
Brown alert, brace for impact. Oh, I told you this was a shitty idea, Brother Partis. Well, don't just start. Well, don't. I say. Well, don't just stand there, brothers. Get licking it up. We might be able to salvage some of this shitty day after all. Oh, don't swallow it, for fuck's sake. Spit it in a bucket. That's 50 credits you just digested. 3 weeks of constant shitting we've just lost. Brother Partus, release the stomach virus.
Vista Genomics has taken the galaxy by storm, with a store opened in nearly every station paying out credits for biological samples. The citizens of Barnard Star, always on the lookout for easy money, have all turned into amateur botanists and are flocking to Vista Genomics to flog their wares, much to the annoyance of the professionals like Willie Stroker and Fanny Longburn and the scientists of Canna Interstellar.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't sample your rash. Put it back in your trousers and leave before I'm going into Jack there. And leave before I call security. Next. Welcome to Vista Genomics, home of genomics. Can I take your sample, please?
Oh, hello, young man. Is this where I sell my biological samples?
Yes. Like Welcome to Vista Genomics, home of genomics. Can I take your sample, please?
Oh, fantastic. I've got it in my handbag somewhere. If my Richard was still alive, bless his soul, he would have said, take it to Vista Genomics. They can pay good money for something like that. Oh, look, there's me pills. I better take one before I forget. I don't want to get pregnant at my age. Hold on, I've got some water in here. Here it is. Now, where did I put my pills? No, that's a Kindle mint cake. Oh, a raffle ticket. Here we go.
For fuck's sake, how long is this going to take?
Oh, hello, young man. Is this where I sell my biological samples?
Yes, welcome to Vista Genomics, home of genomics. Can I take your sample, please?
My sample? Oh, yes, I've got it in my handbag somewhere. I found it in the McStiffy machine at McThargoy's, you know. The machine was all jammed up and I had to clean it. It was starting to smell like a hot wheelie bin with just a touch of squeezed acne. Well, nobody knew what, how to. We'd never cleaned it before. I had to pry it open with a spoon, and we found this green, mouldy stuff all over the insides. It must have been growing for years, and we'd been serving it to our customers. I scraped off as much of it as I could into a tub, and then poured in some bleach, sprayed some guff away. We ran it through the machine, and none of the customers was any wiser.
Excuse me, does someone else work here? I'm in a bit of a hurry, you know.
Get to the back of the queue, you four-eyed cunt. I was here first.
How rude.
No. Smacking your fucking face with my organic sampler is rude. Now back off.
Now, there's no need for that. Careful where you point that thing.
Calm down, Fanny. You don't want to cause a scene. We could get thrown out. We really need those credits.
I'm not having that nerdy knobhead pushing in front of the queue. I'll fucking turn him into our next sample. Might get one or two credits if we're lucky.
I heard that.
Like I give a shit what you can hear. I hear my brain telling me to make you fuck off.
No, where did I put it? Oh, silly me, I must have put it on the counter. It's been there the whole time. I can't see right in front of me. Here we go, young man. How much can you give me for it?
Just scan it for you now. Boss? No boss?
Nope.
No boss?
Nope.
I'm realist.
Oh, get the fuck
off. You need that scanned again.
I'm going to kill you, Simon. Oh, very good. Scrotum tentaculus or something like that. I can offer you 3,426,238 credits for that.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, thank you. I can't believe it. Wait till I tell Richard about this. He'll be so pleased. Oh, no. Wait. He's dead.
Just take your money and piss off. She'll probably spend it all on hookers and blow anyway.
Thank you so much, young man. I can't believe it.
Did you hear that, Fanny? Nearly 4 million for a sample she found in a mixed tiffy machine. What we have must be much rarer than that. Ours comes from a quadrant thousands of light years from here. We'll be super rich.
Welcome to Blessed Genomics, home of genomics. Can I take your sample, please?
About fucking time, you nerd. Here, scan this and show me the fucking money.
Damn it! That was my only line.
Bacteria masses. That'll be 50.
50 million? Amazing! Amazing.
No, 50 credits.
Are you taking the piss?
There must be some mistake.
50, that's my final offer.
Are you telling me that I spent days trekking around that fucking ammonia planet that smelt like a pensioner's piss pad, searching for this bacteria for 50 fucking credits, when that senile old slut bat gets 500,000 for something she scraped out of a fucking stiffy maker? Our ship had to go through a rigorous de-pissing steam bath and a repaint, and you're telling me it's just 50 credits? I can't even get my dry cleaning done for 50 credits. Scan it again, nerdy boy.
There's really no point.
Scan the fucker again, dickhead, or I'll grind you into a powder.
Okay, okay. It's still 50, but I can offer you a discount on the terrarium.
I don't want a fucking terrarium. I want 1 million credits. Fuck your terrarium.
It's 40 credits now.
Just take your money and go. I haven't got all day. Come on, move along now.
I've got a better idea. I'm going to take this sample and this terrarium and shove it so far up your fucking arse you'll be able to view the sample through your eye sockets.
Fanny, calm down.
Unhand me.
No, Fanny, don't do that or you'll contaminate the sample.
Ah! My sample, you swine! That's 3 years of research you just smashed into my brain.
I can only offer you 10 credits.
Oh dear, I guess it's algae for dinner tonight.
Roger Fourboys is a galaxy-renowned smuggler, which in light of what smuggling actually entails, isn't a good thing. It's like being the galaxy's most famous spy. It defeats the point. However, Roger is convinced that Sebastian, his assistant, can get anything through any slot without alerting a single soul. He's willing to go all the way to get his goods inside.
Well, here we are, wherever here is.
Oh, my dear boy, this is the system where you can get the best shag in the galaxy. Long and luxurious, and goes for a pretty penny too in the right places.
Oh, so we're smuggling pleasure slaves, then?
No, no, dear boy. I can't stand smuggling slaves. They leave such a mess.
Well, maybe if you turn the life support on in the hold...
They were pre-packed slaves. I had no idea they were going to go off by the time we got there. Still, that's how we got into sausage smuggling.
So if we're not smuggling slaves, what are we smuggling?
Oh, Sebastian, just the best rough shag this side of Deeso is all. We take it to those lonely miners out there on the fringes, glistening with sweat, those ripe popping muscles from the manual labour. They're only missing one thing. A good rough shag, and we're going to give it to them.
We are? How many miners are we talking about?
Ooh, at least 200.
We're going to shag 200 miners. I don't think that many miners have been shagged at once since the 1980s.
Yes. So, if you get the tobacco I've ordered, then put it in the hold. We can be on our way.
Tobacco?
Well, what else are the miners going to have?
Oh, I see. They're going to need it for a shag. I'll get it round. I'll get on it right away. You do think of everything.
Ooh. After you've done that, dear boy, why don't you join me in my cabin? I've got something you're really going to enjoy. I'm going to let you try my personal shag. I need to slip into something more appropriate first.
Oh, well, this is unexpected. I'll be as fast as I can.
Well, if you're really quick, you can have a suck on my cigar, too.
Are you feeling okay? This all seems very sudden. You haven't caught moths, have you?
I'm feeling wonderful, Sebastian. I've never felt so alive. Now run along and I'll see you in my quarters later.
Well, I better get this stuff into the cargo. And then I better freshen up for Roger's surprise. I can't believe you were so forward with me after all this time. Well, that's the last one.
Sebastian? Sebastian, is that you? Come, dear boy. I want this to be the most pleasurable shag you've ever experienced. But first, I did promise you a suck on my cigar. What are you wearing?
I just slipped into something more revealing. I thought you'd appreciate it. Why are you wearing a padded dressing gown?
It's my gentleman's jacket. I wear it when I'm relaxing. Smell that, Sebastian. It's just divine. The moments I've experienced in this jacket would blow your mind, like I'm about to do for you. Oh, Sebastian, I can't wait for you to enjoy this.
Oh, well, I didn't know what you wanted, so I put on that cologne you like. I waxed, plucked, and I gargled with mouthwash for an hour.
Ooh, that's not going to affect the sensation of my cigar, is it, dear boy? Oh, Sebastian, you've just got to relax more and give in to your animalistic urges. The shower can come afterwards, so take a seat and close your eyes. No peeking now.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Just relax now. Close your eyes. That's a good boy. And open wide. There you go. That wasn't hard, was it, Sebastian?
I was expecting it to be harder, to be honest with you.
Well, what do you think?
It's quite a bit drier than I was expecting. Bit flaky, too. Although it goes quite spongy after you've had it in the mouth for a bit. Very girthy. Though it's longer than I expected. Oh, it's getting warmer now. Have you got any lubricant?
Oh, I usually take a little port and dip the end in, but alas, I've none to offer you. You might want to take it easy sucking on it right now.
I should go slower then.
It's a relaxing experience, dear boy. Enjoy it now. Take a nice, healthy suck.
It's on fire! Oh, I'm so sorry, I don't know my own strength. Oh, it's very smoky. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to spit it out.
Oh, dear. Has it gone down the wrong hole? Well, if you can't handle my cigar, then I don't think you can take the shag. I think we'll leave that for another day.
Oh, but I really wanted the shag. I've been looking forward to that part the most. I'm sure I can handle it.
My dear boy, you barely managed a single suck. And those things are Kametra cigars, the finest, smoothest in the galaxy, and you just spat it out. No, I don't think you could handle the personal rough-cut tobacco I have.
Tobacco? Cigars? But I thought you wanted,
Well, Sebastian, what did you think I wanted?
Oh, nothing important. Can I go to bed now? I'm shagged out.
The galaxy has always had a fascination with justice. Every major power, every planet, every faction has its own way of implementing the laws. This can make it very difficult to know which side of the law you're on at any one time, especially as evading justice is just one short jump away. However, some laws are universal and justice has a way of catching up with some people. Usually by flopping an obscene amount of credits to appear on one of the many court TV shows that the galaxy provides.
Order! Order in the court! Our first case today is a very serious crime, very serious indeed. McThargoids versus a fool. Case against McThargoids for 40 billion credits. Is this right?
Objection!
I've not even started, Mr.
No Fool Like One, Your Honour. Proud to meet you. I'm standing for the prostitution. I just want to say this is pointless. She's obviously guilty. Let's just save everybody's time and we can all go for lunch.
Sit down, Mr. Fart Like One.
Sorry, Your Honour, but this is an open and shut, or should I say shit case. It's hardly worth spending any of your valuable time on. Much better to award me the credits now. The evidence is insurmountable.
Yeah, yes, I see. But we must observe the correct decorum. Bring in the defendant. Now, your name is May Swallow, correct?
Yes, Your Honour. I must say it smells very nice in here. Like oak and leather with just a touch of pensioner's piss. Sorry, I'm very nervous. I've never been in a court before.
Well, you are charged with the most hideous of crimes. It has been alleged that in March of this year, you did clean out the McStiffy machine inside McThargoids, removing three previously unknown bacterial species, hereby changing the properties and flavour of the McStiffy, causing anguish and needless constipation to the paying public. You then proceeded to defecate into the machine and caused a widespread cholera outbreak. How do you plead?
Not guilty, Your Honour.
Oh, very well. Mr. Feel Like Two, the floor is yours.
We are gathered here today because this swine, this filth, this quite lovely-looking lady, if I'm honest, is naught but evil. Evil, I say! Not only did she profit from the sale of the unknown bacteria, she knowingly changed everything that people love in a McStiffy without informing a single person.
Objection! I informed Betty that I was cleaning the machine out that day.
And where is this Betty?
As of this morning, currently serving 6 months in Barnard's Penitentiary. It was all a big misunderstanding.
A misunderstanding? She defecated into the McStiffy machine and served it to paying customers. And you ordered her to do it. I have a transcript here from Betty's statement. It says, May asked me to, and I quote, put all this shit into the machine and get it working again.
I was pointing at the bag of McStiffy syrup at the time. I did clean it out again, and I found out why that cholera outbreak happened. Betty said she didn't do it, and I believe her.
I put it to you that you are merely trying to replicate the laxative nature of the original McStiffy, and this new bacteria-free McStiffy was producing constipation effects that were stifling your business. You tried to solve this by having Betty shit directly into the machine.
Well, I never. How disgusting. I think I would have remembered seeing Betty's buttocks hovering over the machine. There was a shit that happened to be on the floor and somehow it ended up in the machine.
A rather conveniently placed shit, you say?
Well, that's a funny thing. I don't remember it being there before you came into the store.
But then you left it there as you went serving your customers. What happened to it after you left?
I don't know, I wasn't there after I left. This is the strange thing. I remember serving you a super gold with crunchy tentacles and a large McStiffy, but I can't remember anything else after that until I woke up on a couch in the station bar.
Oh, well, isn't that convenient? So you're saying that shit magically jumped off the floor, did a triple back somersault and landed in the McStiffy machine?
Hang on! You were there, at the bar. I remember now.
I'm sure I would have remembered being at the bar. I have a very similar face to lots of people I know. Two eyes, two ears, mouth. You must have me confused with someone else.
No, no, I'm sure it was you. You told me not to drink the rest of the glass as I might forget how to breathe. And you were wearing that jacket.
That's irrelevant to the excrement that you tried to serve me as a McStiffy. I was appalled when I found out what had happened.
How did you find out what happened? You can't see the floor from behind the other side of the counter. You can't even see the back room.
Yes. How did you know, Mr. Fork-like Gun? Who informed you of this rogue turd?
It's obvious, isn't it? No, it's getting really warm in here. Perhaps we should stop for a drink break. I've got a lovely heady wine here. It's Exhibit B. You should taste it. It's out of this world.
Oh, well, lovely. Yeah. Let me try it. Hang on. Yeah, that smells suspicious.
That's the same stuff I woke up next to in the bar.
Look, we all know you took a shit in the McStiffy machine. Now, just give me my 40 million credits, billion credits, and we'll speak of it no more. We can all get on with our day.
Order, order in the court. Did you just try and get me to drink Hex Edit?
No. It's not Hex Edit. It's just wine made to look like Hex Edit. Just give it a try and you'll see right away. Now, you should be getting a flavourful bouquet of blueberries and raspberries and a quite strong medicinal aftertaste.
Mm. It tastes like single malt germaline.
What does?
I don't know. Where were we?
You were going to award me 40 billion credits for this fiend putting bio-waste in my McStiffy.
I was going to award you... What? Wait a minute.
Oh, damn, it needed two sips.
Well, I never. He tried to poison me.
I never.
I've got it. I've got like 2 pages or so. Trying to hex edit a judge is a serious crime, Mr. Cesspool-like Swamp. Guards, seize him!
I was hoping it wouldn't come to this. What's over there?
What? What's what? Quick! He's running away! Stop him before he gets in that ship!
Hiya! Take that and that and some kind of this and a bit of that and all of that.
Get her off me! The woman is a maniac!
I've got him! I've got him by the nuts! I've not got him. Where did he go?
I'm a hollow me. The real me left the ship. So long, suckers.
Renowned documentary maker Willie Stroker and his assistant Fanny Longbourn are responsible for some of the galaxy's most watched wildlife documentaries, mostly for all the wrong reasons. However, the good people at NOB have commissioned a new series, one they insist will not harm any wildlife in any way.
Some epic orchestral music would be awesome here. This is Birmingham World. From space, Birmingham World looks like a brown turd, with areas of beige, 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 and brown. The beige areas are rocks, and the brown areas are boulders, which cover about 20% of the surface. Yet, it's not the biodiversity that makes this planet interesting, nor its natural wonders or its landscapes. Nothing makes this planet interesting. Not its dust-filled craters or its tidally locked rotation period. From the great Dudley Canyon to the Solihull Savannah, this planet is utterly lifeless. See those rocks over there? Nothing. That dusty expanse. Absolutely fuck all. There's less life on this planet than there is in my fiancé's eyes. Swathes of non-existence roam this dusty wasteland, while the polar regions are utterly devoid of anything, even ice. This, however, is a young planet, under 18 million years old,
distinguished by its buttery smell. But like anything under 18, utterly devoid of life.
Fuck me, this is boring as fuck. Why did I agree to do this series in the first place? The lifeless planet. How many ways can you say a phrase? There's fuck all here. Nada. Nothing. Less shit than the Queen's knickers.
Well, maybe if someone had been a bit more courteous with local traditions and, respected the natural environment, we could do more exciting documentaries. But since last time you set fire to an entire atmosphere, and I quote from the Daily Disso here, farted the only remaining Shetland giraffe mouse settlement into the local B-class star.
Don't you blame me, Willie Stroker. I give you a list of things I don't work with. And over the last four documentaries, you've broken them all. Everything I've done has been for my own self-preservation. I like my tits where they are and my head firmly on my shoulders. And not bouncing around down some canyon in a 4G planet.
Well, this is what we have. It doesn't pay as well as the blossoming biome or the monsters of Maya, but it's paying the bills. Still, it means you won't complain when I tell you that you need to go down there and get a few close-up shots.
A close-up of what? Beige rocks? Some gritty dust that hasn't moved since the formation of the solar system 16 billion years ago? I might as well film inside our bed. That's what's needed. Or maybe inside your crusty whiteies. Anyway, since there's fuck all down here, as you say, then there's no need for me to go down there. So why don't you pop down for once?
Do you ever not complain? There is nothing down there. There couldn't be any more nothing down there. How much more nothing down there could there be? None. None more nothing. I just do better voiceovers than yours. Can you imagine watching a lovely nature documentary? Fish swimming in the sea, birds flying in the skies, and then a voice comes over. I don't know what this is, but it's hairy as fuck and it has 12 dicks.
I don't remember sounding that feminine. Fine. I'll grab the camera and I'll get you shots. Sooner it's done, the sooner we can go somewhere more exciting, like Blackpool World. Why couldn't we have done Blackpool World?
I know I deal with strange planets and ungodly creatures, but even I have limits. No way in this expansive galaxy of planets am I going to Blackpool World. Utter cesspit filled with the most moronic of space society.
Oh, but I love Blackpool World. The lights, the fun fair.
The washed up turds on the streets.
You're just jealous because you don't know how to have fun.
Nothing about Blackpool World is fun.
That's because your idea of fun is looking at tiny creepy crawlies through a microscope.
It's better than full-sized ones walking down the street towards you. Besides, I thought you got banned from that Thargoid terror house after you maimed 40% of their staff.
In my defence, that was the most realistic Thargoid experience. And who lets a Thargoid loose with a chainsaw?
It set the Thargoid Work Exchange Programme back years. We're not going back to Blackpool World.
Shame. I thought you've enjoyed the zoo. They have lots of all your discoveries in there. Even that tick-crested twat warbler.
What, really? Nobody's ever managed to breed them in captivity.
Well, if things can't breed in Blackpool World, they won't anywhere. There's also a plaque with your name on it, detailing your work and cataloguing the galaxy.
Wait, I see what you're doing here. We are not going to Blackpool World. Last time I was there, I must have walked into 10 bubbles of zero-G urine, swallowed 3 gallons of lubricant, and that's before I ate that dodgy hot dog.
It was only 3 weeks of constant vomiting. You always said you wanted to be 30 pounds lighter.
I had to get to a specialist dentist to get my mouth relined. I swear, if we'd had scanned that hot dog, it would have netted us about 4 million credits as a new species.
Oh, come on! I want to go to the Dive of the Death, a 3,000-metre vertical plunge with 90 inversions and 2 planet pancakes. It's based on the Royal Hankey's high G-Weld landings. go. Oh, please. I really want to. I'll sulk. You hate it when I sulk.
No.
I'm going to do the face.
Don't you do the face. We're not going to Blackpool World. We're going to finish here in Birmingham World, and then we're going home. Stop that.
I'll do the bottom lip quiver too.
It's not going to work this time. You're going to do that all day.
It depends on what you mean. Like, if you liked me, we'd go into Blackpool World, wouldn't we?
I suppose. No, I have to be firm.
He doesn't like me.
Oh, balls. Fine. We'll do one afternoon after we're finished here. Anything to stop that incessant wailing.
Great. I finished up in about 3 hours ago and I've jumped to the route whilst you're recording that voiceover. We're in Bay 13 in the Tower Ring. It exists to the right and the hotel is on the third floor and I've got 2 front row tickets to the Dive of Death in about 15 minutes.
Yes, dear. Hang on. Hotel?
Well, there's other rides I want to go on, so I'll book the week. All right. On the time here, there's the hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Nothing I like more than sticking my long sausage into some fern buns and squirting my ketchup all over. Hang on a second, where are we? Right, anyway, the galaxy is constantly evolving mesh of ideas and ideologies. Some things constantly change, like that of the presenters of Lave Radio. Some things are constant, like the quality of Hutton Orbital Radio's timekeeping. And some things are iconic and never-changing. Institutional structures that will be there at the inevitable heat death of the universe. Organisations like the Fuel Rats, the bravado of being able to shake yourself awake, slide down a pole or two, and still get ready to go out in a ship. Then fly thousands of light years to refuel the unfortunate pilot who forgot to refuel or simply forgot that you can't scoop from a fart. Many upstart businesses try to tap into that almost mythological status. All starts with the name.
You have the Fuel Rats, the Hull Seals. Now, Van Man and Star introduces the Scat Scarabs. You have biowaste, we want it. Any questions?
The Scat Scarabs? I'm not feeling that. You got any other names? I was thinking more like the Diarrhea Dingoes.
No, thank you. How about the Bathroom Bunnies?
Sounds a bit rude to me. How about the Waste Wallabies, Crap Crocodiles?
Oh, how about the Biowaste Butterflies, Flaring Your Loads, New Heights?
Nobody wants to think about fluttering when it comes to a shit.
Well, I quite like the name Turd Turtles. It goes with our ship name, the Spirit of Simuth.
Oh, that feels too slow, like the Spirit of Simuth is. How about the Effluent Elephants?
No, people mix affluent and effluent up all the time, just like I did in the script. People will still think that we're just a well-off fat wanker.
The poo parrots.
Feces ferrets.
Waste water buffaloes.
For fuck's sake, is that the best that you can do?
Well, how about something sophisticated in Latin, then?
Well, what did you have in mind?
Terribilis excrementum.
That's why we can't use that.
Toilet tapers.
Manure meerkats.
Night soil jelly deals.
Oh, fuck off now, you're not even trying. The crap crabs.
Well, that's snappy, if nothing else. Although I'm sure I caught them once.
Muck monkeys. Cat cows. Sewage snakes. Efflux oxen. Farty fish.
No. How about something relatable? Anki's ants.
We don't want to leave the impression that we spread it everywhere. The excretion eagles, skidmark sloths, gassy giraffes.
This is starting to raise me blood pressure now. The monkey movements, cowpack cow cranes, jobby jaguars, the cackbulls, cruddy cats, bottom badgers.
None of those seem to capture my imagination. We need to think more outside the box.
The poo whales, movement meerkats, guano golfers, the forge faces.
Oh, that's different. The Dodge Dangleberries, the Renault Rectum, BMW, bio-waste movement wankers.
Oh, them G1 racing cars. I know them from McLaren, Mercedes. Wait, oh no, what are we doing? Oh yeah, shit. The log leopards.
The doo-doo dodos.
Isn't that the intro to the Saturday Night by the Wickfield?
Might be, yeah.
Why don't we just go with the stool cats? You have Little Wee provide the tray. Any questions?
Stool cats? Actually, that could work.
Yeah, that's quite clever. All those in the favour, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
The movement's been passed.
Oh, that's disgusting. I'll call the stool cats.
I'm already here. I'll get him up. Last time it ended up in the McStiffy machine.
You have been nodding off and barely conscious through the production of Beyond Dockers, a badly written and poorly acted piece of shite that in all honesty would have been better off shredded and turned into a paper mache model of a giraffe. It might have been better had we got someone other than these imbeciles to actually act out a show, but you work with what you can get. The parts were played by these cunts here and was written mainly by that cunt over there, with little or no help from those cunts over there. Two more cunts are kindly involved with the sound, those two. And this cunt was responsible for making sure we don't overuse the word cunt in the outro. Both of which they utterly failed at completely. So there are a few cunts I'd like to thank, but we're not here right now. They're not here right now. So instead, we can have a nice round of applause for all these cunts here. Thank you. And those cunts over there. And that random twat there. And now one for Simon. If this production has left you moist in any way, there are some towels in the bar area, along with more cunts. There are some cunts that didn't even bother to watch this, but thank you all too. Now, fuck off, I'm tired.